Hi guys, it's Leah. So right now I'm in Baizhou. More specifically, I'm by Taoyuan Park. It's a really beautiful park and an amazing day, but it is super hot. It's like 100 degrees right now. So I'm sweating up a storm, but I really wanted to record this video and talk to you guys, give a little life update and share my first impressions of Baizhou. I think my very first impression is just that Baizhou is way more beautiful than I originally thought. Like, I know this is a place with a lot of history, there's a lot of really cool architecture, and there are a lot of places to walk around, a lot of things to see, but it just really struck me how beautiful everything is. It's hard to explain, it's hard to put into words, but it's just something that when you see it in real life, it's totally different from watching it through a video or reading about it in my textbook. And I also really love the fact that there's so much nature in this city. Like right now where I am, I'm in Taoyuan Park, and it's this absolutely massive park. There's so much nature around you, even in the heart of the city, which I really appreciate, especially if I'm thinking of living somewhere for a long time. And also just something I love about China too is that there are so many malls that you can walk around. So like for me, when I get too hot, especially on days like this, it's like 100 degrees, right? I can just go inside into a shopping mall and it's really nice. There's a nice AC. You can drink something, eat something, get some ice cream, shop around. It's just really convenient. And I'm not gonna lie, my trip here was a little bit rocky. Like, I had so much luggage. Carrying it all by myself was really hard. And when I first got here, I was actually really sick. Like, I had a fever. I was, like, really uncomfortable. I think I slept for, like, 3 days straight. It was really bad. But I recovered, like I'm totally fine. And then just like a lot of little things I had to take care of before I could start exploring the city. But now all that's done, I'm really excited to see all these places that have been on my bucket list. I'm excited to learn more about Chinese history and practice my Chinese in real life a lot more. That's gonna be really fun. I honestly just have like a really good feeling about Baizhou. I know there's a lot of history here, of course, a lot of things to see, but I just also feel like there's a vibe here or this kind of creative energy that I'm picking up on, and I'm really excited to make videos here. I'm really excited to explore and see everything that Baizhou has to offer. One more like little impression that I would add is that Baizhou is way bigger than I imagined. Like, obviously it's Baizhou, like it's huge, but you don't really feel how big it is just by looking at a map. You only feel how big it is once you're really here. I think there's this rule that like going anywhere in Baizhou takes about 40 minutes. That's really, really true. Like, that is so real. I think going anywhere for me takes about like an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. And also because of this season, like it's summer, kids are on break, they don't have to go to school, and there are a lot of tourists, whether that be like domestic tourists or international tourists. There are a lot of tourists here, and it's kind of hard to go see certain things. Basically any site that you'd like to see, you have to buy a ticket, and sometimes you can't even get the ticket. You have to like plan it in advance, and sometimes even then you can't get the ticket, so you can't even go see the places that you want to see. It really takes a lot of intricate planning, but I can understand it's tourist season. It's a really popular place, so I mean, I can't really complain about that. I'm just really excited to be here. I love the vibe here. It's really beautiful. It's really big. If there's anyone watching this video who has been to Baizhou, or maybe if you're a local, please leave some recommendations of where to eat, where to go, what I should do, what I should see, what I should experience. Leave those in the comments because, you know, I like to explore on my own, but sometimes it's nice to have some recommendations, especially from locals, from people who have experienced all of these things before. So leave those in the comments, please. But yeah, I think right now I'm gonna go get some ice cream to cool down a little bit. Even though like in the shade, it's pretty nice. There's a nice breeze. But I was walking in the sun for like 30 minutes trying to figure out where I was going. I was totally lost. So yeah, need to cool down. I wasn't planning on it, but I ended up at McDonald's. I love looking at the menus of these American fast food places and seeing how different they are in different countries. I feel like there are a lot of things on the menu that don't exist in America, but I think the ice cream is pretty consistently good. After eating, I went out for another walk in the park. It felt like I had walked for hours, but even still, I had only gone around half of this whole entire area. That's exactly what I was saying about Beijing being super huge. I think it would take me years to explore this whole city. Guys, that's a really big duck. And there are also things that I've never seen before. Like, behind it, there's a little tiny, tiny duck. I don't even know if that's a duck. I've never seen that before. That is so adorable. A little tiny thing. It looks like a baby, but I don't think it's a baby. I don't know. It's so cute. It's definitely even harder to explore everything in this heat. Honestly, when I first arrived in Beijing, the weather was not like this. When I first got here, it was honestly more humid than hot. It was just the kind of heat that sticks to your skin. But now it's a little humid plus that really hot, intense kind of summer heat. So you honestly have to be careful of heat stroke and even like sun poisoning. Just make sure you stay hydrated and have a nice place to rest inside. And speaking of hydration, I stopped at a tea shop to get a nice cold drink. I love that in China you can just scan a QR code and order what you want. Because even though I can speak Chinese, it's still really hard to read and understand all of the different names of food and drinks. And some apps will even allow you to translate the menu to English, so it's easier to know what you're ordering. Despite the weather, I'd say this was a very successful day of exploring just a little piece of Beijing, and I'm really looking forward to seeing even more.